This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
By early Sunday morning, St. Louis showed that 16 people had been shot and 4 were dead. This is on Memorial Day weekend. 16 people had been shot, 4 were dead. They had the same number of murders in St. Louis last year at this point, and the city has been on shutdown for most of the year, on lockdown. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. When I talk about these crimes and these criminals, and I'm talking about heinous acts, people shooting each other, murdering each other, I want you to understand that during a lockdown, leftists, Democrats, were calling for the release of prisoners. So the idea of COVID, Chinese Wuhan virus getting you killed, which was a 0.001% chance that a healthy average American was going to catch this disease and die, versus them letting out criminals who are shooting up the place. Now, I looked at these numbers in comparison to Chicago. Now, understand that per capita, Chicago would have had to have 64 shootings and 16 dead at the same time. When I talked about early Sunday mornings in St. Louis, 16 people had been shot and 4 dead. That left all of Sunday and all of Monday for the additional numbers. Anyway, at the time, Chicago had shown 11 people shot and 4 dead. What that means is the metro area of St. Louis is 4 times more dangerous than that of Chicago. Metro St. Louis is roughly 2.2 million people. Metro Chicago, 8.65 million people. St. Louis on par. Same number of shootings, same number of dead. It's that much more dangerous. It's 8.5 times more dangerous, the city of St. Louis, than the city of Chicago. And it's getting worse. But you want to know what the news was reporting across the nation? All weekend, they were talking about the virus. They were talking about the Chinese Wuhan virus rebound fears. It could come back. It might come back and kill you. We may have to release more prisoners and do more heinous things because all of this is not over. This is what they were reporting. Rebound fears. So I went ahead and looked at Chicago. This was late Monday. I think they said 36 people had been shot, with 9 to 11 had been killed. It varied by report. I don't know what it ended up in St. Louis, but 36 people in Chicago, give or take, had been shot. 9 to 11, different reports, had been killed over the weekend. And they were issuing warnings for the virus. Let me tell you, the south and the west side of Chicago, you know, where bad Leroy Brown got his butt kicked, on the south side of Chicago, those are the two places where Chicago, I mean, you just didn't want to be. If you want to know your chances of surviving Wuhan versus your chances of surviving an outing on the south or the west side of Chicago, I'd rather take my chances catching the Wuhan. They said during the 2019 Memorial Day weekend season, 7 people were killed and 34 others wounded by gunfire. Not by vehicles or bats or knives or whatever. By gunfire in Chicago. When I'm giving you the numbers in Chicago, the deaths, I'm giving you shooting deaths. I'm not giving you stabbing deaths. I'm not giving you beaten by a bat deaths. I'm not giving you whatever, suicides, people throwing people off of buildings, running them over with cars. I'm only giving you shooting deaths. That should scare you. But they want you afraid of the Chinese Wuhan virus. Robert O'Neill, whose code name is at Makuya, Navy SEAL that got Bin Laden, friend of mine. He tweeted, 19 people in Chicago died this week from COVID-19-related gunshot wounds. They will be voting by mail. One of my favorite tweets of the week. Clever, that Navy SEAL. Oh, boy. But, hey, you know what? We've been talking about Joe Biden. And I quip this. I like when I come up with stuff that's somewhat original. I said, if you haven't been groped by Weinstein, Epstein, or Joey Fingers Biden, then you ain't a woman. This message approved by Joe Biden. Wait, are you wearing any panties? That's what I tweeted to the Biden campaign. Oh, man, I'm so glad you guys are with me. What I'm doing is explaining to you some of the crazy things that Democrats are doing. And they want to be elected. They want to be in power. I'm giving you two cities where Democrats... Look, this could be Detroit we're talking about, Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, name it. Name me your big city run by some big city Democrat fat cat, probably black, and I'm going to give you murder and mayhem. Nothing good is going to happen there. Memorial Day weekend. How many people are memorializing family members on Memorial Day weekend? How many people, yeah, you know where I was going. How many people do you know are going to have funerals, are going to remember Memorial Day as a time of killing? This happens every single year, folks. This is not something new. The sad part is, in black neighborhoods all over cities, there's no, let's remember our veterans and let's remember what this day is all about. No, it's about, my cousin got killed on Memorial Day weekend, man. We was barbecuing and it was a drive-by. Or he was hanging out with his boy, blah, blah, blah. Always a reason, always a rationale, but result is the same. Democrats want to run this stuff, man. Yeah. Boy. Here's another thing that was missing about Joe Biden. I talked about him in the first hour. Obama. This is Michelle Obama. Hillary Clinton. Oprah. Lots of other black leftists seem to be eerily quiet about Joe Biden's comments. You know, the comment where he said, "You ain't black." Mm-hmm. Told you guys, I don't blame. I know Biden's a racist. I know Biden's a racist. I know Hillary Clinton's a racist. I know John Kerry's a racist. I know all these guys are racist. Oh, they tolerate blacks. They understand. They play the social justice game. But they're all racist. All of them. To their rotten core. Cores, period. We will be back. We got a lot to talk about. More Joe Biden in Ukraine.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A woman wrote to me and she says, I'm reading this email right now. She says, I'm not quite sure how or when you were brainwashed, but you seriously need to read your history. If for 1 minute you believe that the Republicans or Fox News, the Tea Party, or any other racist-leaning right conservative platform has the African-American in their utmost concern, that you are truly an uneducated or ignorant, or both individual. Trump couldn't care less about you or any other black individual. The plethora of times that he has denigrated black people and their culture is beyond the scope of this message. You need to do your homework. It is unfathomable that black people, like you, spout what is obviously embarrassing and ignorant rants, which only incite the right-leaning conservative bigot. Let me emphasize, however, that your political aspirations, albeit Republican, are acceptable to the extent that it is in support of conservative principles of a decent human being. However, to triumph in a race-baiting, homophobic, bullying, foul-mouthed racist, may I repeat racist, lying, ignorant, pedophile, nymphomaniac, etc., like Trump, is beyond reproach. Even his father was a member of the KKK. Trump is only using lost, uneducated black people like yourself to further his political agenda through his pocketbook. Do your own research. At least have some pride and dignity in who you support, whether it be Republican or Democrat. Don't compromise your integrity for human scum. Trump is human scum. Please don't wallow in it. And here's how I wrote her back. Thank you for your message, though it is completely ignorant. I dare you to research the racism of Democrats, and I will start you with this link. And I gave her a link that shows her civil rights acts and all that stuff. I said, the party of slavery, the Klan, voting down every civil rights bill offered by Republicans, beginning in 1866. Republicans started the Freedmen's Bureau, which later became historical black colleges and universities, and had more blacks in Congress during Reconstruction than there are today. A link to this information can be found here. I said, now, while Joe Biden says racist crap all the time, you seem to ignore it. And then I gave her a link, and let me give you guys some of the links I gave her. Biden saying to blacks, they gonna put y'all back in chains. Talking about Wall Street. The subject was Wall Street. And he says Romney, in empowering black people who should be investing their money in the stock market and figuring out what to, you know, how to do, you know, to essentially make money while they're doing other things and 401ks and other things, the way most people make some of their fortunes. He's talking about scaring us and putting us back in chains. I said, remember when Biden discussed the black sections of my town? And I gave her a link to the clip. You guys have heard me play this clip many times on the show. We played it today, earlier in the broadcast. Joe Biden talking about, I go to the black sections of my town and I lecture black men on it's okay to wear a condom. I lecture black women on it's okay to say no. I got tested for AIDS. Barack got tested for AIDS. But I stopped listening when he said the black sections of my town. Because I wondered, wow, who knew Biden lived in a segregated town? Oh, wait a minute. I did. My hand just went up automatically because he likes to hang around segregationists. And I gave her a link to that. Biden saying, yes, I did make friends of these guys. They were good friends, and we worked together on legislation. Yeah, legislation like the criminal prosecutions of blacks, mostly. Legislation on segregated schools and school busing. He sure did work with them, and he said he would never apologize. And then what does he do? He apologizes. He, after chastising Cory Booker, saying, how dare he ask me to apologize? He should be apologizing to me, that little uppity Negro. Then he comes back and goes, you know what? I'm sorry. I really shouldn't have been hanging out with those segregationists and those Klansmen. I really shouldn't. Little did I know it was going to backfire later in my political career. While I did it at the time, it was expediency. See, because they were the people in power. They were the Democrats in power. And what about Joe Biden saying poor kids are just as bright and talented as white kids? Do you really think he meant poor kids? He didn't say rich kids. I think he meant black kids, for those of you who can't figure it out, because there are some leftists that listen to the program. And what person describes another man as articulate and clean? Except the racist who doesn't believe black people to be articulate and clean. And then I ask her, the crime bill. Joe Biden says he's not going to apologize for the crime bill. He's been all over the radio talking about, you know what, that was they misconstrued it and this happened to it. And he's given all kinds of who shot Johns. The ultimate end to the crime bill, the unintentional consequence, is that a lot of black men and women went to prison over things that they probably shouldn't. Things that are that white folks were getting away with. And Hillary and Biden, who created these super predators, these white Democrats that are in these cities, essentially creating an ecosystem where blacks are doomed to failure in many times. They've created these super predators, and now they want to label them and put them in prison. Oh, and blame Republicans. I could go on. Joe Biden was talking about corn pop and how the black kids felt up his legs and how he knew the black experience because he hung around roach-infested neighborhoods. Who was he calling roaches? Tell me Donald Trump could have got away with any of this. Now, this lady goes, Donald Trump is a racist and all these other things. Van Jones praised Donald Trump on criminal justice reform. I gave her the link. Said, Trump is the reason legislation passed. Trump passed an executive order for HBCUs where they don't have to come begging the federal government for money every year. He says, you know what? We're going to allocate this money for you every year. It's part of my EO. Pardon the first black heavyweight champ. He pardons Alice Johnson because she was a drug mule, and he says, your sentence was unfair. He brought three basketball players back from China. He appointed the first black woman Marine general to the Marine Corps. First woman general, just for the record. And I could go on to black unemployment. He signed an executive order that established opportunity zones in black communities. Now, I wrote to her and I said, now, normally, I don't do the work for people who write stupid crap to me. But I decided to indulge you. But I said, you should do more digging so you don't think that I just look for the good news. I'm cherry picking history. I said, you've been brainwashed. Any black who votes for the party that lynched black people should have his or her head examined. The party of Planned Parenthood, a group that has killed more blacks than all the dictators have killed people in the world. An organization started by black-hating Democrats. And then I challenged her. If I'm wrong about anything, write me back and tell me. Prove it. See, that's the little goal to get them to go do something. Go look for something. But this clown who wrote me this letter, she is going to automatically vote for Biden. She's made all these accusations against Trump, and she didn't supply a single link to anything. It's all conjecture. It's all from the gut. See, this is what bothers me about him. We got a lot more to talk about today. Biden and the Ukraine coming up. Keep it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump celebrating a big day on Wall Street as the Dow has been up over 600 points at points of the day in trading on Tuesday. Now, as far as the economy coming back, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News we're seeing some positive signs.
I mean, I think you're in a turning zone phase. As we've said time and again,
The second quarter is going to be a rough quarter. It's a contraction, pandemic contraction. A lot of hardship on the unemployment claims, a lot of heartbreak there.
Republicans around the country are lobbying for their states to host the party's national convention after President Trump threatened to pull the event from Charlotte, North Carolina. Florida, Georgia, and Arizona have all said they'd welcome the GOP convention to be held in August with open arms. And you're listening to USA Radio News. An organization is helping out in an area where some of the most vulnerable live regarding the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A Christian organization hoping to help out in the COVID-19 ravaged Navajo Nation. As president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham spent Memorial Day yesterday in Window Rock, Arizona, the Navajo Nation capital. The son of famed evangelist Billy Graham says his organization is hoping to open a hospital in that region.
Chicago saw its deadliest Memorial Day weekend in years, even as people hunker down during Illinois' stay-at-home orders to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Police say 10 people were shot and killed in the city, the highest total since 2015. At least 42 people were injured in shootings. Street pastor Donovan Price says the shootings are a result of some Chicagoans refusing to adapt to new social distancing and quarantine guidelines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
We did not modify that at all. That's Joe Biden saying... That's Joe Biden saying he can beat Joe Biden. Boy! No truer words could be spoken. Biden, he says, don't bother, I'll kick my own butt, Donald Trump. Wow. Joe Biden can beat himself. Add that to the list of stuff, folks. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Joe Biden is so mentally, look, this is the dude that thinks he's running for the Senate. He said this. I'm putting my head in Marine for the Senate. And as I said, it would be different if Joe Biden's mind caught it, right? You know, when you say something, you're like, wait, did I just say? Yeah. Because your mind goes, I misspoke. Your brain, in my case, my brain, it works faster than my mouth because my brain is a supercomputer. I mean, it is such a supercomputer of enormous proportions that my mouth sometimes spits out the wrong thing because my brain is way farther ahead than my mouth. Like right there. You see that little bit of a flub, but I knew I made the flub. Joe Biden doesn't even realize that he screwed up. He talked about 720,000 people were going to die. No, jobs lost. And people are like, what? What are you talking about? 700,000 people have lost jobs. It's not the case. And then he goes, 600,000 people have died from coronavirus. They're like, 60,000. He's like, yeah, 600,000. No, 60,000. This is Joe Scarborough trying to help Joe. They're scared. When Mika Brzezinski interviewed Joe Biden, remember when she was asking about, well, you made the comment that, you know, you got to give this woman, talking about Tara Reid, and why don't you open up your Senate records? What do you mean? What do you mean? He's mad. I'm surprised he didn't threaten to beat her up. Hey, what, do I need to come over there and beat you up or do some push-ups or something? Democrats, y'all crack me up. Y'all have chosen a lying scoundrel who's got dementia, and that's your champion. Fitting. Only fitting. The Democrats would be that stupid to pick this dude. But it gets worse. It gets worse. Joe Biden has got serious other issues. Laura Ingraham starts talking about some of these issues, and it has to do with this so-called whistleblower, right? This guy that everybody wanted to talk to, Laura Ingraham in her show, she points this out. She says, suddenly we don't need to hear from the whistleblower.
And now to an exclusive Ingraham Angle investigation. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the entire impeachment drama comes back to one person. The whistleblower. Democrats want you to believe this person is all of a sudden is unimportant to their case against the president.
We don't even need the whistleblower's original complaint. It's all there, clear as day, in the transcript and in these text messages.
And given that we already have the call record, we don't need the whistleblower who wasn't on the call to tell us what took place during the call.
But tonight, the Ingram Engel obtained exclusive documents that show just how important he or she is.
It's really funny. When you start getting Democrats who got a talking point, and as they showed, there was, I don't know who the first guy was, but the second one was Schiff. And there's Schiff with those Pekingese-looking eyes going, why do we need the whistleblower now? Why do we, which tells you, you know that is a critical point for the Democrats. They know, we left a gaping hole in our plan, our sinister plan. So now we've got two things at play. One, they want to get Trump, right? And they use Ukraine for the impeachment nonsense. But that was number one. Didn't work. And, of course, what was it? It was a deflection from the real crime, which, of course, was Joe Biden and what Biden did. And so now the Democrats are in CYA mode. Why does everybody want the whistleblower? He's of no consequence to this. No, it's quite the opposite. He is of significant consequence to this. And here's what a guy in Ingram's gonna, I'm gonna give you some more about her, but she says Vogel wrote that he planned to report that a State Department official attended the meeting on January 19, 2016 with Ukrainian prosecutors and embassy officials where the U.S. support for prosecutions of Burisma Holdings in the UK and Ukraine was discussed. Vogel asked about concerns about Hunter Biden's position. Now, I don't need a New York Times reporter to explain. I don't know what you need, you know, because we all have different needs. But I'm going to tell you this. This black man does not need somebody to tell me that when a person who is in a position as Vice President Biden was, and I gave you the hint as to what he was, okay, Vice President, and he has his crackhead son who's on the board of a corrupt company, a company that is under investigation and has been for decades in its own country. And the way that we are going to fix this is for Joe Biden, man in high position, Vice President of the United States, to put his crackhead son on the board of that company. I'm sorry. I don't need to hear anything more. I don't need Vogel from the New York Times to explain to me, Kevin, this is really weird. And let me tell you why I know. Because, see, black folks have been dealing with crackheads for a lot of years. We have firsthand experience. I don't need you to give me some study. Hey, Kevin, the propensity of a crackhead to steal from you is pretty good. The propensity for you to lose your life because of a crackhead, deciding that whatever you have is worth your life for them to get so they can go get their crack, is pretty good. In other words, I've got life experience, and of course, I've got First 48 and a couple of other cop shows that I watch that explain to me what crackheads do. So when you say to me, Kevin, a dude's crackhead son who had been kicked out of the Navy Reserves, who had been stopped and they found cocaine in his car, who went to rehab and failed, who's got baby mama drama, etc., and he gets put on the board of a company and paid $50,000 a month. They found out it was actually $83,000 and change per month, over $1.7 million or something crazy over almost a two-year period. I say to myself, foul. See, that's how logic works. That's how the powers of common sense works. That is why people say that black man right there is so freaking smart. He's a sage because he knows that crackheads don't get to sit on boards of companies and pay $50,000 a month for many, 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 many months unless there's some sort of quid pro quo. I know, hard for you to imagine. Where did I get these brains? I wish I could tell. Who do you credit? Who do you credit for this? I mean, as I sit here looking at the man in the mirror, I just say to myself, it's a gift from God. And I think you possess it too. Anyway, Laura Ingraham goes on and she talks about this whistleblower a little further.
Well, fast forward to May of 2019. Vogel sends an email to State Department official Kate Schilling about a story he was working on regarding an Obama-era meeting with Ukrainian prosecutors. In his request, Vogel mentions a name who some have reported is the whistleblower. Now, we have not yet confirmed this name, so we're just blacking it out for here. Now, Vogel's email reads as follows. We're going to report that State Department official Elizabeth Zentos attended a meeting at the White House on January 19, 2016, with Ukrainian prosecutors and embassy officials. The subjects discussed included efforts within the United States government to support prosecutions in Ukraine and the United Kingdom of Burisma Holdings and concerns that Hunter Biden's position with the company could complicate such efforts. On May 1st, State Department official Kate Schilling forwarded Vogel's email to her colleagues Elizabeth Zentos and George Kent. Now, remember him? He was one of the House Democrats' all-star impeachment witnesses. Now, according to Schilling's email, Kent has previously been a source for Vogel. Oh, I wonder how many times. I was thinking about that today, but I digress. Now, follow-up emails reveal the conversation ending on May 3rd when the State Department eventually just declined to comment. We at the Ingraham Angle were, however, able to corroborate details of the January 2016 meeting. However, we did this, of course, using archived Obama White House visitor logs. They're not going to tell us. We have to go to the logs. They show that the person who many believe to be the whistleblower checked in numerous Ukrainian officials into the White House on January 19, 2016, the day Vogel claims there was a meeting on Burisma and Biden.
Uh-oh. Well, what this does, folks, is this verifies that they all knew what was going on with Burisma. They knew that there was an issue with Hunter Biden. They knew all of these things. Verification that the meeting occurred. I can't wait to get a hold of some of these records. We'll be back. We're
gonna
finish up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Joe Biden is indeed kicking his own butt. Reminds me of the scene from Liar Liar, the bathroom scene where Jim Carrey goes in and beats himself up. Life imitating art. But that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about Joe Biden. Well, we are, in a way, because Joe Biden kicked his own butt. And here's how he did it. He let his crackhead son, and I get it. Joe wants to be a good daddy, right? He's got, it reminds me, if you ever see the Dewey Cox story, it's one of the funniest movies out there. Well, one of the things on the movie is the father says, the good son died. Because Dewey accidentally kills his older brother when they're children. And his dad always says, you're going to be nothing. The good one died. So, with Joe Biden, every time I think about Joe Biden and Bo, I think the good one died. Because Bo seemed to be, I mean, as well-adjusted as a Biden as you could possibly be, being raised by a rapist father who's also a pathological liar and whose career has been built on nothing. You know, I mean, Bo turned out okay. I see why Hunter is so screwed up. So, you know, Joe Biden's got to deal with this crackhead kid that will not stay out of trouble. And Joe is VP. Joe is why he's ascending up the ladder, right? Unbeknownst to him, he doesn't understand how. But he's ascending up the ladder. And he's got this crackhead kid that's always bothering him, getting money, doing the wrong thing. So what does Joe do? Joe facilitates crackhead Hunter to get this really cool job. And I'm going to tell you, do not downplay this for 1 second. Black folks who will represent a big block of the Democrat vote, they understand what I'm saying to you right now. They get it. They're saying, we couldn't get a deal like that. I'm telling you right now, part of our strategy for criminal justice reform is to say, hey, do you think you could get your kid a $50,000 a month gig working for on the board of a company that's under investigation and you could stay out of prison? Do you think you could get your kid the job, first of all? Can you get your kid that gig? Let me tell you, black folks get it. They understand the two-tier justice system. They understand the two-tier system of, you know, of white privilege as it's being applied to Joe Biden. Trust me when I tell you this. So you got Vogel, who's a reporter for the New York Times. He's going to do this story, but it suddenly just doesn't happen. He decides, well, you know what? I'm just no harm, no foul. Now, we played part of the clip. I want to finish playing that other part of the clip and then the questions that Laura Ingraham brought up, which are very valid questions. So I want to play the end of the clip that we didn't get to play in a previous segment.
We at the Ingraham Angle were, however, able to corroborate details of the January 2016 meeting. However, we did this, of course, using archived Obama White House visitor logs. They're not going to tell us. We have to go to the logs. You can see them on the screen now. They show that the person who many believe to be the whistleblower checked in numerous Ukrainian officials into the White House on January 19, 2016, the day Vogel claims there was a meeting on Burisma and Biden. Also at the meeting were Ukraine's lead anti-corruption prosecutor and the head of the country's anti-corruption bureau, both of whom were there to discuss the complications of Hunter Biden's sweetheart gig. So what happened to that New York Times story about the 2016 meeting? Pretty hot, don't you think? Well, it was never published. We asked Ken Vogel, the reporter, why nothing ever came of it, but he didn't respond. The New York Times director of communications did, however, also refusing to answer our questions about why the story never ran, instead noting that Vogel's request for comment was just consistent with their news-gathering process.
Confirmation. And Laura Ingraham's team reached out to the New York Times, who said, oh, we don't know. I mean, well, whatever, right? But we know what happened. They squashed the story. But Ingraham now comes back and she says, we had some questions about it. And so I want to play this last clip and then we can discuss this because, as I've said, Burisma is not going away. You cannot try to make the American public just gloss over the idea that you can put your crackhead son on a company that is corrupt and claim you're fighting corruption in that country and with that particular company, and then you fire the prosecutor who's investigating it tell them you're going to withhold $1 billion and pretend, oh, no, that wasn't quid pro quo. They were meeting about this in the White House. They understood the ramifications of this, which is part of the reason why they had to get Donald Trump. Understand, folks, all this was supposed to melt away, go away. Who would investigate this if Hillary won? Nobody. I've got more on that subject another time, but yeah, let's hear the rest of this other part of the clip from Ingram.
The timing of the request and the subsequent squashing of the story are very interesting. Now, let me explain why. Biden announced his candidacy on April 25th, 2019. The exchanges we laid out here in this segment occurred the following week. So now we have some questions. Number one, why wasn't the whistleblower concerned about Joe Biden overseeing Ukraine policy while his son was cashing in? Was it only troubling when Trump himself tried to get this thing investigated, this entire unsavory deal? Number two, why didn't this story ever run? Did Biden's team manage to put it down, fearing blowback from his son Hunter's dirty dealings, maybe? There's a reason Adam Schiff and now Chuck Schumer fume, as they did tonight, over the very idea of Hunter Biden testifying. They know in their heart of hearts that Ukrainian corruption reached back all the way to the Obama administration, and they did nothing. His testimony would also force the Democrats to admit that their 2020 frontrunner oversaw U.S. policy in Ukraine while his own son was bilking their system for $50K a month. We need more documentation on this. We want all the emails, all the text messages. We want to see exactly what was happening inside that State Department last year and then in the White House in January 2016 when these meetings were taking place and when the effort to kind of respond to this New York Times reporter was playing out.
Now, while I appreciate what Laura Ingram has done there, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. If you want to get a hold of us, 844-551-8255. But here's the thing. While she may seem like, oh, we're breaking something new, there's nothing new here. There's nothing new here. We know that the Obama administration knew about Hunter Biden stuff. They blow it off. Well, they call it Obama. He's a smooth liar. How could you possibly? Somebody come to you and say, hey, listen, Kev, Mr. President. I say, yes, Mr. Vice President. And he says, listen, got an issue here. My son, he's on the board of a company that is under investigation in a country that is known for corruption. And I'd say, well, that's not a problem. Bo's a good kid. No, Mr. President Kev. Bo died. The good one died. Okay. It's Hunter. My crackhead son, the one that was kicked out of the Navy, the one who married Bo's wife, screwed around on her with a pole dancer who he got pregnant and doesn't want to pay child support for. That one. The one who was found with cocaine in his car that went to rehab and flunked out of that. That one. Oh. And, yeah, he's going to sit on the board of a company that is known to be corrupt in a country that is known for its corruption, and I'm going to oversee this. And oh, by the way, Kev, while I'm doing that, I'm going to threaten that if they don't remove the prosecutor who's looking into said company and my son, that I'm going to withhold $1 billion. And for the smartest guy in politics, the smartest president ever, Barack Baby Black Jesus Obama, this guy said, well, Joe, I mean, no harm, no foul. Yeah, that's real smart. This is a guy that let Biden preside. Biden, as I said, kicked his own butt, and Obama said, yeah, go ahead, Joe, kick your own butt. I knew you were stupid when I chose you as a vice president, and he proved it. But who's really more stupid? They're equally stupid. Are you kidding me? On no world would any sane person let Biden preside over Ukraine, nor would they not do something drastic and say, Joe, get this kid off the board.
This
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.